Well, we have a lot of work to do in terms of inclusion within these houses. And I think that there are lessons learned. I think these things happen for a reason. The good thing and the positive thing that's come out of it is that there's more consumer awareness in terms of consumers paying attention to where they place their dollars. And also from a corporate level, from the fashion houses, realizing that that black dollar and that consumer holds a big value to the bottom line.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to You Have to Wear Something. I am giggling at myself because I have been trying for 2 days to do a video version of this topic that I want to talk about today. And I know Mercury retrograde is not supposed to be real, but all of my devices have gone haywire, from televisions to laptops to ring lights. This was a strong eclipse yesterday, so I don't know. It is April 9th, 2024. Yesterday was the solar eclipse, and I don't know. The vibes are wild this time around, and I usually take it with a grain of salt. I am woo-woo, but I don't take it to the extreme. And nothing has been working. So I don't know how y'all are feeling out there, but we have till April 25th. So buckle up. Anyway, You Have to Wear Something is still the podcast that explores those wardrobe decisions we make every day and educates, empowers, and entertains culturally through fashion history, business, and style trends. It's me, Nicole. I try to be a creative bridge builder with a mission to elevate marginalized voices and individuals. And I'm also the owner of Shop GU. That's a J-I-Y-N-U. GU means freedom. So whether you love or hate her or are indifferent, it's been Beyonce's week. Honestly, it all started Super Bowl weekend when she shut down Blue Ivy's internet once again with the first two songs from Cowboy Carter, Act Two of her Renaissance era. And let me tell you something, no matter how you feel, you do not have to be a part of the Beehive, but Erykah Badu and Azalea LaBanks, for now, it's Beyonce's world. Y'all just gonna have to eat that. It's her world and we live in it. And truly, the Beyonce effect should be studied. Similar to what used to be the Oprah effect, which was also studied. The minute Oprah would give something away for free or share her favorite things list, those items would instantly sell out and businesses would be launched, like whole businesses. And they even credit Oprah with Obama gaining momentum as a presidential candidate because he was the only candidate that Oprah had ever endorsed. But back on the topic of the Beyonce effect, a similar thing is happening. And yes, I have been listening to Cowboy Carter. And no, I'm not normally a country music fan. It's not my thing, usually because it's the Jason Aldean kind of country music. No, thank you. Country music used to be very soulful and we all know what happened there. It got colonized and Beyonce is now reclaiming it. But let's be honest, Jolene has always been a banger across genres. The week Cowboy Carter dropped, I began to receive marketing emails from everyone, from Vogue to Eventbrite, and every brand in between has a cowboy-themed editorial and events. Cowboy Core has officially kicked the coquette movement right off the stage. And coquette style, if you don't know, is very girly, it's very cutesy, it's very demure with bows and ruffles, it's very sweet. And B changed all of that with like one weekend. And I would say her looks in this era have been cowboy couture with her, assless fur chaps worn by black cowboys in the past, or the 1992 Versace leather outfit she just wore to receive her iHeart Innovator Award. In true Virgo perfectionist style, B decided long ago that she would not only teach us black history through her music, but her own personal history in the case of Cowboy Carter. It's twofold. First, the real history of cowboys in America, and two, her rejection after her performance for the CMTs. In 2016, even though it was their highest rated performance, the CMTs decided to edit out Beyoncé and the Chicks' performance of Daddy's Lessons. And, you know, racism will always be so exhausting. Tanner Davenport of the Black Oprah recalled being there and overhearing a woman saying, "Get that black bitch off the stage," during Beyoncé's Daddy Lessons rendition. Racism is also the reason Beyoncé spelled her own name wrong as Beyoncé on the sash on one of her covers because the hospital did not care enough to get it right when Tina Knowles was born. So at this point, the reviews are in, and most music critics are calling Cowboy Carter essentially a perfect album, a no-skip album. Others like Azalea Banks call the album too long and boring. Here's the way Beyoncé creeps up on you, and she does so in a way that's so innovative that only she can. She uses sounds that she hasn't used before on previous albums, but in this case, she's reclaiming Black country music and intentionally using old instruments, instruments that are slightly out of tune for a real vintage sound. But it's not just about the sounds, the music, right? It's about being a complete artist from the cover art to the merchandise and even beauty products. I got an email for Sacred that had a cowboy hat on it. I had not even received my Sacred products. And for those that don't know, Beyoncé's been a busy girl. She also dropped some hair care products, and they're called Sacred. And I received my products just as Cowboy Carter was being dropped. And this is how much Beyoncé has permeated our culture for the last few months. First, the packaging of Sacred is very, very neutral and sculptural and spa-like. A lot of taupes and whites and browns. You know, it does look a little bit like the Skin line by Kim K. But I think just in general for packaging, we are in this neutrals, minimal space when it comes to product lines. And I have to say, I think after one wash with the hydrating shampoo, and then after that, I used a reconstructing mask, I think my hair does feel a little bit stronger, meaning I usually use a deep conditioner, which makes the hair sort of slippery and soft. Well, the mask will make your hair feel just a little bit stiff at first, and then you have to condition after you rinse out the reconstructor mask. So it's just a feeling that you have to get used to that I wasn't used to, because I'm just used to trying to soften the hair as much as possible. But we won't really know the long-term effects of Sacred for a few weeks or even months. But now back to the art and the looks from Cowboy Carter. Bee soft launched her country era at the Grammys with that huge Stetson she had on, and of course the cover art has tons of layers. Beyoncé rides into her album cover on a white horse with long white hair flying behind her. She wears head-to-toe American garb, from her unadorned cowboy hat to her red, white, and blue bodysuit. With one hand, Beyoncé clutches leather reins. With the other, she's holding the American flag high. The most striking element of the cover is her unreadable expression. Beyoncé stares straight forward with high eyebrows, as if issuing a challenge. In fact, she may very well be issuing a challenge, one that urges listener to reevaluate their whitewashed knowledge of America. Chardonnay is the name of the white horse she's on, and white usually represents purity. But the ambiguity of Beyoncé's positioning, is she going forward or is she going backward? It reflects America's tension between progressive and regressive ideologies. The red stripes, which represent valor, are visible on the cover, but she asserts that the blue base containing the stars is unseen because blue represents justice, and America is just not there yet. White nationalists who uphold the flag as an affirmation of white supremacy, you know, they show all the colors. And, you know, I'm curious to how deep Beyonce is going to go with her Americana persona. You know, is she going to open at Stagecoach? Is she going to perform? You know, all of these things I'm wondering. And honestly, it makes me a little concerned in the same way I was concerned when the Obamas got out of the car when they were walking towards the White House. You know, white supremacy, they take all kinds of chances that we hope they don't. But anyway, on the other cover, she's wearing long braids and beads, holding a cigar, which kind of reminds you of the Statue of Liberty reimagined as a black woman. But I also get Victorian Venus de Milo vibes. The Western era looks of late have not been the normal vintage or like Etsy vibes that you would rock. We're talking about, she's got on custom Louis Vuitton, right? Such as the look on the cover of the latest W magazine. And more evidence that the cowboy couture is here to stay. Have you seen the fashions on our other fashion darling, Bella Hadid, who's channeling her best horse girl life ever since Bella started dating boyfriend Adon Banuelos, who's a professional cowboy? The model's personal style has shifted towards a more rodeo-inspired look. Earlier this year, she hard launched their relationship wearing fringe leather chaps. So, sorry, Coquette and Y2K and even baggy jeans. Cowboy core is about to be a thing for a while. And remember, guys, leather and denim, these were fabrics used originally for people doing work and later became fashionable. I mean, the song Levi's with Post Malone resulted in a 20% hike in Levi's stock. Again, that's that Beyonce effect. All the black girls, Tanner, Adele, you know, that are in the country space right now, all the Buckle Bunnies are seeing insane streams since Cowboy Carter came out. So it's not just Beyonce lifting herself. She tends to always reach back and lift others. And I know she gets a lot of scrutiny for, you know, putting her name on songs that even she didn't write. Look, the Jolene cover, she gave all that writing credit to Dolly Parton, even though we know the words were changed. So, you know, she gives homage where it's needed, right? And listen, all Western wear from hats to boots are about to go up in price. Sorry, quiet luxury. Goodbye, secession. Hello, Act 2, Cowboy Carter.